It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I decided to let the music play a little bit longer than usual because people never get to hear this music. And it is, when you hear this music, no matter where you are, when you hear this music, you know it is Opinions Matter time. Recorded live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. That's where we record our podcast. We record about 5 episodes a week. It is Ireland's only live and interactive podcast featuring live calls, which you will hear in a couple of minutes, and lively, always lively debates. And I want to say a big thank you to the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock for putting up with us and giving us our lovely studio here, which you can, if you're watching this podcast on Facebook, beautiful, palatial studio behind us. I also want to say hello and thank you to the Whites, or to the Snailbox Restaurant, who sponsor this edition of Opinions Matter. They are a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn. We regularly rave about the food in the Snailbox, and we're not just saying that, the food is absolutely fantastic. And if, like me, you love, when I go to the Snailbox, the first thing I look at is the dessert menu. Are you like that as well, Katie?
I don't know. I'm starter and main for me.
Oh, well, no.
I don't do ice cream or anything like that.
No, I'm starter, main, and dessert.
No, starter, main.
And a lollipop. Did they give out lollipops? Did anyone give me a lollipop?
I don't know.
We need to go. What's his name? Philip?
Philip Foster.
Philip, we need to get on to you about lollipops.
I think they do.
The lollipops. Anyway, their dessert menu is literally beautiful. But not only that, their food menu is amazing, and they have great food for kids as well. So if you want to bring the kids along to the Snailbox Restaurant in Ashburn, County Meath, it's only 20 minutes from the M50. You'll be there in a light. And thank you to them for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, we have a topic for you that is quite emotive. When we got this message, we hate to hear of any of our listeners going through stuff like this. And when we got this message last night, as you know, we asked you last night to send us topics to our phone of stuff that's going on in your life. And we weren't expecting this. We were literally floored by this happening. And there's so much in it. I'm going to read out. Now, the message was longer. We've also spoken. The woman's name is Carly. We've also spoken to Carly off air quite a bit. We're hoping to talk to her live later on in the week, but she can't on a future podcast. But she can't talk at the moment about it because she is in talks. She's what?
She's in the school.
Well, she's literally in the school as we speak.
Well, she told me she's collecting her young fella too.
But I want to talk to this woman firsthand, but I'll read you out the message that came into us anyway last night. And here it is. She says, Carly here. I'm so effing angry right now. I am literally shaken. My son, who is 8 years old, and I don't even care if you say it on the show because I'm in a heap, she says. Anyway, what does in a heap mean? Does that mean...
Obsessed.
No,
usually
joking.
For me it would mean hungover, but I mean, she probably means that. She means hungover.
Anyway, he has been coming home upset for the last few weeks because the boys in his class have been making mean comments to him. He then came home on Monday crying because one of the shits slagged him over having no da. And she puts in brackets, he doesn't know who his da is. His da walked away, which is very sad. I always hate to hear stories like that. It's very sad. So I told him that if any of the little shits say mean things again to him, to hit them a dig. I got a call from the school today, which was yesterday, to say that he had punched another child when I collected him after school. He told me that the young fella started making fun of him again over the no da thing. This kid has been picking on him over this for a while, and now the school are telling me to talk to my son and that we shouldn't be encouraging violence. WTF, she says. I'm going up to the school tomorrow afternoon to meet the teacher and the principal, but I can't believe me and my son are being made out to be the ones who are in the wrong here. Kids are horrible.
Not all kids. Some kids are horrible shits though.
Horrible shits.
Yeah.
And if they find anything out about you, they will use it as a slag. And
yeah, the poor kid. Like, you know, that somebody give that child a pat on the back.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that whether or not he was right or wrong. But the comments they made towards him or this particular
kid. Horrible. And it must be extremely, I can't even imagine as a parent what it's like to hear and your child coming home crying. And these kids are getting them on something that is so personal and so hurtful, that is beyond his control, beyond the mother's control. And like, it's little fuckers.
I remember, and this might horrible. Be going to just for context here, and this could be a bit triggering for some of you. I'll just warn you that it could be triggering. But when we were in school, in secondary school, I think it was first year in secondary school, one of the young fellas in the school, and I don't know how the, some of the class found out about this, but his mother had had a miscarriage.
Oh, no. And they used to tell me he wasn't picked on.
He was picked, not picked on over there, but they used to slag him saying, your dead brother's in a box and stuff like that. Like, isn't that just... it was at that point that, yeah, your dead brother's in a box. I remember they used to say that to him. No, I don't know how. Maybe he, because kids tell each other everything.
I would find it very hard as the adult not to throw a swing.
It's just...
That is horrific. Yeah. Imagine.
That did. It just literally came back to me right now. About them slagging a kid over his mother having a miscarriage. Kids are disgusting. They can be horrible. So I guess the question is, was Carly right to tell her son to hit the fella for... I mean, there is an old expression that we used to use back in school, sticks and stones will break my bones. And
that's... I don't believe that, first of all. People like, they just call you names. Words can be just as hurtful as physical harm. I would rather a box in the face than someone to make hurtful comments about my kids, for instance, or something like that. You know what I mean?
Or would you rather a slap from a girl in school rather than her saying to you, oh, your dad fucked off on you because he doesn't love you?
I'd rather a smack.
Yeah.
I'd rather she give me a smack.
And I mean, wasn't that the...
Because verbal abuse
wasn't
is
that the line that Carly said? Did the young fella say something to the effect of your dad ran off because he doesn't love you or something like that? Like, it's just...
He said something, it's because your dad ran off because you're fat and ugly or something. Like
just horrible. Okay, here's Freddie.
The mother actually told me as well, the one thing that she said is, and this is an 8-year-old, imagine coming out with this, your dad ran off because you're a retarded prick. I mean, 8 years old.
Horrible.
With that kind
kids
of language.
Kids are just horrible. Here's Freddie.
Hey lads, I'm not going to be able to come on today because I'm alone in work. But in my opinion, the whole lot of them are wrong. The first kid's wrong because, you know, you start slagging off someone and it's fine if it's a joke, like it's just once off, grand. Like we're all going to get over that. But you know what I mean? Like if it's going on for months and months and months, it's not a joke, it's bullying, and that's never acceptable. Second kid is wrong because no matter what's said to you, you can just walk away. Like words can't hurt you. It did can. You never resort to violence. End of. And thirdly, school's wrong. Because if this is going on that length of time, there's no way that at least one teacher didn't know about it and they didn't step in to do a damn thing about it. You know what I mean? Like the anti-bullying policy in schools today, it's just words on paper. There's no practical solutions. They never talk to parents. They just say, you know, that was bold. Don't do that again. Kids just laugh at that and they go off and do it anyway. I'll add to my comment, say the mother is wrong as well, because she's teaching a kid that if someone slags you, the proper action to take is to go over and hit them. That's not. You just walk away or slag them back if you need be, but you don't do that. If you hit them and then you deck them back, that'll be a different thing, but that's not the case here. I think what really should happen is both lads should be suspended, and before they're allowed back into school, there should be a sit down with them and the parents with the school and say, listen, the behaviour that led to this shouldn't be tolerated. It's not going to be. If you do it again, it's going to be worse for you.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anya, you believe that violence is never the answer, no?
No, it's not.
Okay, so let's just recap, Anya, what was said to this child. The child has no father for whatever reason, if the father's not around. And the child...
And I'm very sorry to hear that.
Horrible.
Very,
it's horrible.
Very sorry.
It's awful.
And the child was being slagged for not having a father around. One of the things, I won't go over it again because it's very hurtful. One of the things was your father ran off because he doesn't love you and stuff like that. And, you know, yes, sticks and stones break your bones. Words can never hurt you or whatever.
Yeah.
He threw a punch at another 8-year-old.
Yeah.
So, you think that was wrong to suggest that?
Yes, it was, because violence is not the answer. First of all, I want to say how very sorry I am that the little boy hasn't got a father. I'm truly very, very sorry to hear that he hasn't got a father figure in his life. No child should never have a go through anything like that, so they shouldn't. But I kind of blame the mother in some aspect, because the mother, she was teaching her son to be violent. Violence is not the answer.
That mother should be given a medal. Who said violence isn't the answer? Who actually said violence is not the answer? If violence stops the problem, then violence is the answer, in my opinion.
Violence is not the answer. Violence is not the answer. Hitting another child is not the answer.
So what,
hitting
does he another sit and take it?
No. Hitting another child is not the answer.
But if you kick a dog what's the dog going to do? If you keep kicking a dog or hurting a dog, what's the dog going to do?
It's going to bite you.
Yes. And I think this little kid, if he was my son, I'd say, well done, son. Good job.
No, absolutely not.
You won't like my son of parenting then.
So do you not think this kid, and we have to be very careful that we don't identify anybody, do you not think this kid has learned his lesson and he's after getting a slap or a punch, whatever, I don't know how hard the punch was.
What my question is, before this escalated, to the way it has done right up until now. My question is, has the mother of the child who sadly hasn't got a father, has she actually done something before?
Yes, she did. Yes.
To the school.
Yes,
the school said they'd keep an eye on it and it's going on. So she has addressed it. She's gone through the mature route, as some people might think, but it's still happening. So something happened.
Well, I wouldn't call him mature, Katie, if she's turning around telling their child to punch another child.
Come here, listen, I tell my son and my daughter the same. Hit them back.
Smack them
hard that they won't ever say a cross word to you again. And then, you know what? The school rings me, I say, yeah, I told them to do it.
What if your son and your son gets a punch back?
If he gets a punch back, I'll tell him to hit back twice as hard. If they get in a scrap,
you're just escalating the situation.
I've been in plenty of scraps growing up, and I can tell you now, when I was younger.
Okay,
I was younger.
Classy.
Not in recent years, but when I was a kid, I would have been in plenty of scraps. I was probably a little bit of a tomboy, but I wouldn't I was never. Jeremy, were you bullied?
No, I wasn't.
Did you stick up for yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Adrian, interestingly, has spoken on this podcast before about how he's anti-violence and he'd never stand up for himself. And you know what Adrian's also talked about? Yeah. Being bullied relentlessly as a child.
There's other ways of standing up for yourself than using.
And if the other ways don't work, then hit them a smack and job done.
No.
Put them on the floor, they won't go near you again. They start it, you finish it. End of story.
In fairness, Anya, she's right. Bullies only know one thing, and that is to... Now, I know we... However, we are talking, lads, about an 8-year-old child here. We're talking about...
Yeah. Hang on. It's an 8-year-old child who's big enough to tell another child that daddy doesn't love him. I'm sorry, that's sinister and warped. And any 8-year-old that's big enough to give that is big enough to take a smack.
The verbal abuse that this kid gave to Carly's son deserved a punch.
It could have been handled completely different by talking to the child, by speaking to the child,
and saying what? No. Saying what to this child? Don't slag this kid over daddy walking off.
Yeah.
And what if the kid doesn't listen? Honestly, what if the kid doesn't listen? Because it's apparently been discussed before, the child's been told to stop, the child is still doing it. What do you do when it gets a situation where the child won't listen? Do you just take it? Does a mother just say to her child, buck up, it's only words, pay no heed, to something like that? Does a mother send her child into school to be a verbal punchbag? Is that what you want?
Well, still, I stand by what I say. Physical abuse is not the answer.
If your child was going into school and somebody's making comments at your child, and your child was coming home to you crying, saying, "Mommy, I hate school. These boys are saying horrible, horrible things to me." You say it to the teacher, nothing is done. In the long term, it's still happening. Are you honestly telling me you would tell your child violence isn't the answer, just buck up, go in, words, because you've just said verbal abuse isn't as bad as physical. Would you let your child be a victim of verbal abuse? Would you let your child take it?
No, but I wouldn't teach my child to go around punching people.
When all other avenues
kids
have been explored on you, then what do you do? That's what I'm asking you. When nothing's working, what do you do?
I'd still go into the school and make sure there's something being done about it.
I mean, you listen
and
to
I'll
me.
Continue.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom because
obviously you're not listening to
no,
me.
No, she's not. Anya, I get where you're coming from, Anya. She just doesn't agree
keep,
with violence.
Okay, you keep going into
she doesn't
the
agree
school.
With violence.
The
very
school
simple.
Can only do so much, and kids can be. And how long before they're hiding behind if Facebook pages or TikTok pages or whatever it is they're hiding behind? Kids are mean, and kids will keep going. Sometimes it's something as simple as flattening the child is enough to work.
By the way, Katie, if your young fella came home and said he was after being punched in the face, you'd be hopping mad as well. And don't.
But my child has come home before me and told me that the kids in his class are being mean. I said to him, okay, did you tell the teacher? He said no. So I sent a message to the teacher. Now, everything was fine. I sent a message and it was grand. But if he had come back to me and said the kids are still being mean, I would have said, if they're being mean to you and they're hurt, if anyone hurts you, and I always say this to my kid, if anyone hurts you, hit them back twice as hard and they won't do it again. And I'll keep telling them that.
Okay. Go ahead, Robbie.
Listen, from the time I was about 6 or 7 till the time I was about 12, I was bullied mercilessly in school. I came home, told my mother about it. My mother went up to the school. We tried the teacher avenue, nothing worked. We tried the principal avenue, nothing worked. Eventually, it became worse because the bullies were like, oh, now you're ratting on us. Now you're getting it twice as bad. And eventually what happened to me was I just took enough and snapped, and I eventually cornered two of them and I bet the fuck out of them, and it never happened to me again.
What age are we talking here?
I was about 12. So I mean, okay. it was a kid's fight, but it never happened to me again. And these people, you know, saying, oh, violence isn't the answer, they're using their adult brain. Yes, violence is not the answer now. But try tell that to a kid.
Yes.
Kid doesn't see, 100%. You know, a kid doesn't see the difference between, well, hang on, this doesn't work. I'm going to try this. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work to a kid.
I know, but in this...
It works to us. We have reason.
But in Carly's situation, you know, Carly's son punched an eight-year-old, punched him right in the face.
Yeah, but he's also an eight-year-old child. So it's not like he's a 20-year-old man punching an eight-year-old in the face. They're two kids.
How many parents have had to bury their children because of bullies? Yeah. How many parents have had to come home and find their children dead? And I'm sorry to be so
100%
so straight about it, and I know it's very upsetting, but how many parents have had to find their children dead, or their children gone missing and somebody else finds their child's body? They have the guards at the door to tell them that their child has been found dead because of bullies. Anybody who says that violence isn't the answer, anybody, is not thinking straight.
Hey, Anya, you're not thinking straight. You heard Robbie's story there.
Yeah.
Violence is the only answer sometimes.
I still disagree. Physical violence is not the answer.
What would you have had me done?
What?
Because what would you have had me done instead of violence?
Repeat what you said.
What would you have done if you were in the situation that Robbie was in back when he was 12 years of age?
What was the situation? Because I got cut off.
Sorry, horrific bullying. It was horrific, wasn't it, Robbie?
It was, and it was all types of bullying. It was verbal bullying, it was physical bullying.
Does it affect you to this day, Robert?
No, I dealt with it a long, long time ago.
Mm. Okay.
But you basically kicked the shit out of these young fellas, didn't you?
Yeah, I just snapped. I was a kid, couldn't take anymore.
And looking back on it, do you feel that you did the right thing? Were there any repercussions, by the way, when you beat seven belts of shite out of them by the sound of things?
Believe it or not, there actually was. There was a slight repercussion, and this is where the story gets a bit weird. I was obviously brought to the principal, you know, for fighting, which is fair. I don't condone kids fighting either. It's fair. I was dragged to the principal's office, and when my ma came up, she was like, well, hang on, he's been bullied for years, like, and now he snaps and he's the one in trouble. And the principal told my mother, well, one of the boys that Rob fought with actually has epilepsy, and so he's a special needs child. I mean, my ma was like, you're having a laugh, aren't you? Like, please tell me you're having a laugh.
So they were trying to excuse.
Oh, that's exactly what they done.
Because he had it. What has epilepsy got to do with it? Like, that's ridiculous.
That's exactly what I said. Well, that's what I say now. But we were also told, my ma had said, well, I'll go speak to his mother, because they didn't actually live too far away from me. My ma was like, well, I'll go talk to his mother. And the principal said, no, his mother is not approachable. So it was like...
Which again is complete cop out. Complete cop out.
Yeah, I was the bastard for fighting back.
But when you did beat them up, that ended the bullying, is that correct?
Oh yeah, that was the last time I was ever bullied in my life.
There you go, case in point. Well done. Somebody should have fucking given you a medal, because the only way to deal with a bully is to stick up for yourself and to put them on the ground. It's the only way to deal with them. Fight violence with violence, fight fire with fire. Yeah, I'll be telling my kids that to the day I die.
Who's D?
Hey lads, I just thought I'd send a quick voice note because I'm on my way to work. Regarding that message that mum sent in about her little boy hitting those boys when they were, I suppose, saying mean things from come here, I understand as an adult if someone said stuff like that to me, I'd be upset as well. But how she dealt with it, I just think it was a little bit wrong. Now this is just in my opinion, I have two boys myself, so I know exactly what it's like bringing up kids and how mean they can be with their words. But she should have tried to nip it in the bud first, go down to the school, had a chat with the teachers and just explained. Then if that wasn't happening, then look, demand a meeting with the parents, or like call out one of the parents at the school and just explain it to them. Like, some parents are reasonable, do you know what I mean? Some parents are like, no way, I don't believe it. Like, would nip it in the bud. Kids can be mean, but going down, like, I tell my child, if someone hits you, only if they put their hands on you, you're allowed to defend yourself, you hit them back. But if someone is shouting at you, just walk off. That's, do you know what I mean? These have to grow into be adults. Like, I can't go into work, and if my boss or someone I worked with said something mean to them, and I start punching them, I'd be fucking done for assault. Sorry for cursing. I'd be done for assault, and I'd be, like, arrested and charged for it. It's no way of dealing with. I mean, the bullies have to be sorted. There's no doubt about that. I'm not picking up for them. But who, like, your son is the one that's in bigger trouble. So he's feeling 10 times worse, I'd say, now. I can imagine the anxiety he's gone through. I think the man just overreacted too quick and didn't think it through. I understand she's probably angry and all, and annoyed and upset. But, yeah, but that's just my opinion. Be dying to hear what other people have to say about it today.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Here's Emma.
I 100% agree with Katie. I would lay into him until he couldn't stand again. I don't care if he's 8 and the other child is 8. I hope that kid gave him a right fucking kick. And then when he was down, I hope he gave him another smack. And I tell you, he's probably saved a few kids down the line being bullied as well, because he stood up to that bully. So hopefully he doesn't bully that kid again, and hopefully he'll never bully anyone again. It's exactly what he needed, a good old smack.
Okay, well said, Emma. So you've obviously been in that situation as well.
Knock him out. Yeah.
Okay, well, we can't knock 8-year-olds out. Liz, how are you?
I'm good.
Knock them out. Hey, she just wants to knock everybody out.
All the little horrible shits that can use their mouth in such a vile way. Yeah, knock them out.
Now, what do you want to say on this, Liz?
My two kids are autistic, and my son, when he started junior infants, was bullied by a group of boys from fifth class. And literally...
So he was in junior infants at the time.
He was in junior infants at the time. We went through meeting with the teachers. We went through speaking to the principal. We actually highlighted and underlined on their policies and their code of conduct where the school were breaching their own policies. We went to the board of management and we went to the ombudsman about everything. And we ended up leaving the school.
Did you say your child was autistic? Is that what I heard, or did I?
Yeah, he has autism.
My two children are autistic.
And what was
they are harmless.
Okay, the bullying.
Horrible.
Well, tell me about, if it's not too difficult. Tell me about the bullying that happened from the fifth years or the fifth class kids.
Basically, it was my son and his one friend. He only ever has one friend, and it was name calling, threatening him that they were going to punch him in the face, that they were going to punch his little friend in the face. Telling him to say bad language to other people under threat of him being bet up. There was a lot. The school did nothing about it. The main ringleader's father was high up in the church, which our school was connected to. And what we were told was that this child was also on the spectrum, and so it had to be dealt with differently. They refused to pull his parents into the school to discuss and I wasn't allowed to approach the parents at the school gates. So then my son punched him. We got called in and my son got McDonald's on the way home.
And fair play.
He didn't even punch him for himself. He did it because they were on his friend.
Do you know what? Even the integrity in that. I'd have been bringing him to Smith's as well.
Calm down there, Katie.
No, honestly, that's brilliant. Isn't that great? Like, what a great little fella you're raising, that he has the integrity to even stick up for his own little friends.
So
like
your story, Liz, is almost identical to Carly's story.
Yeah, I actually thought it was the same school because it's another school in Sarts.
Oh, wow.
That's mad.
Wow.
German, and me and my husband were bullied. I'm not confrontational. Mm. I never defended myself. My husband defended himself as he got older and everybody left him alone. Years of torment and to do with my health. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing I could control about it. My parents spoke to the school. I moved schools. I still got bullied. Do you know what I mean? I will not have my kids bullied.
What would you say to the bullies, the people who made your life hell now, if they were listening?
Funny enough, I've had one of them apologise to me since.
Oh, have you?
Really?
He went through hell, yeah. And I met him years later and he apologised.
I don't know if you were listening to
it. And did he apologize? Sorry, yeah. I'm just curious. When he apologised after everything you went through, did that apology mean anything? Because what you went through was horrific.
I know, but people are kids. People learn.
No, but still, there is childhood trauma that stays from.
I know,
bullying.
But you can't blame.
Oh no!
You can't blame the behavior of a 10-year-old.
I'm not saying that you wouldn't accept, but would it make you feel differently about the person?
Well,
or is that kind of hatred is probably deep rooted and always there?
With this, I believe the bullies go through their own shit.
Yeah, I think they do.
They either have shit at home or they're bullied by a big brother or a cousin or whatever, their parents. And so they lash out, or they're seeing their parents do shit and they lash out on others. You know what I mean? It shit rolls downhill.
So when your son hit your man with a punch, were you proud of him at that stage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How's your son now?
Perfectly honest, we've had, he went through a lot after. We did go to therapy. We had up in the middle of the night. We had a lot. Like, he was 4.
And is he doing okay now?
Yeah, we moved schools. The new school is fantastic.
Ah, brilliant. Good. So he's happy out now, is he?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's what you want to hear.
My daughter is the same. She's had bullying because she's different.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
They will, and like Carly's kid, the only difference with Carly's kid is that he has no dad on the scene, which is a lot of kids nowadays.
I have to say, if I found out that my child was responsible for doing that to another, I would.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, we have a 3-strike rule.
Yeah.
And it is, you tell them to stop, mm-hmm. you tell an adult, or you tell them to stop if there's not an adult present. And then if they do it again, defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You never throw the first dig. Make sure you throw.
That's what I always say. Don't hurt someone first, but if they hurt you. Yeah.
My kids know, autistic or not, if they turn into a bully, I will kill them.
Mm. I can't think of anything worse than finding out whether my child.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I think it's worse to find out your child was the bully than find out that they are being bullied.
I remember on Instagram a while ago, I saw this video and it was this kid in America who was bullying a child who had cancer, who'd lost all of his hair. So you know what the parent did?
What?
I just saw fair fucking play. He shaved the child's hair off. His own child's hair off.
Yeah, you would.
I think it's just, I just thought if I knew this parent, I'd fucking applaud him because.
No, you've raised
a drastic step to take, but it had to be done.
You've raised good kids, Liz. You should be proud of yourself.
It's not just me. My husband has pride too.
Oh, yeah. Did he pay for the McDonald's or was it just you, though? Who paid for the McDonald's?
It depends which card was used.
No, fair play to you. And obviously, because this has happened to you, you agree with what Carly said to her son. You know,
this is how many times you're going to poke a bear before you get.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Chewing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know,
do you know what I mean? Little fuckers nowadays, their parents aren't.
I don't know if you're.
There's too many kids taking their lives because of this.
But this isn't a new thing. I don't know.
But
if you listen to the start, I don't know if you heard the start of the podcast, Liz, when I was talking about in first year in primary.
Yeah, miscarriages.
Yeah. Imagine. Say when I think you don't think of these things as bad when you're younger, you know what I mean? But imagine saying that to a kid, your brother's in a box, like over the mother having
this. Kids are dicks and they listen and hear everything.
They really
and then
do.
they throw it back out at people. Do you know what I mean? But it's the parents who need to pull their kids up and make sure they're not being little dicks.
You see, a lot of the time the parents wouldn't even be aware. I don't know if parents are aware of, you know, their kids being bullies.
Well, I know for a fact that the ringleader, the bullies in the school that we left, his parents knew, because seemingly after all of it kicked off and we had left and we had talked to other parents in the school, this one particular child picked a new child every year or every
time. Ah, of course they do. They always pick on the...
I don't believe all parents... Obviously, not all parents know their kids are bullies, but I do believe there are parents that turn a blind... know their kids are shits and turn a blind eye. I do believe that there are parents who... Oh, it wouldn't happen in my house.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
It's scum breeding scum.
It is.
That's basically what it is. Here's Henry.
Hi, guys. I believe the only way to stand up to a bully is to knock out a bully. It's like in that movie Back to the Future when Biff Tannen was bullying George McFly, and because George McFly never stood up for himself, everybody picked on him. But one night when Biff Tannen tried to break George's arm, George knocked him out flat cold, and nobody ever picked on George McFly again.
There you go. Who knew that Back to the Future could be so educational? But it's true, yeah. So Marty's dad was being bullied because he was... He never stuck up for himself.
I genuinely
remember
believe...
Remember your man used to bang him on the head. McFly!
I believe
McFly.
Even in adulthood, by not sticking up for yourself or asserting yourself, yeah, and doing it very clearly, I think you make a target out of yourself.
As you know, and those of you who regularly listen to this podcast, because myself and Adrian have told the story many times, myself and Adrian were bullied by a certain individual that we worked with in radio, that you know as well. Yeah.
That day.
Yeah, that day.
Yeah.
And
I know that day, yeah. I remember that. I remember the both of you that day.
And we should have reported this person for being a bully.
Mm-hmm. It was horrendous what happened to you.
And the person apologized the next day. Mm. But even though that person apologized for being a bully, it's like when a partner hits you. They may come back and grovel the next day and apologise to you. But
it's always there in the back of your mind.
There.
You're always waiting.
Always there.
And I remember even meetings that would have gone on from that. Now, obviously,
Adrian was
be very
terrified.
Careful of what I say.
Yeah.
But meetings that would have followed on from that. You probably less so, but I know it affected Adrian.
Didn't
probably,
affect me as much.
It probably affected Adrian more because he had a history of being bullied when he was young.
Yeah,
and
believe it or not.
Stays with him, you know, but that was...
You might all find this hard to believe because of the type of shows that myself and Adrian have been doing for 25 years. Adrian hates confrontation.
I know.
Now, he likes confrontation when it's two callers arguing with each other. He loves that. Yeah.
Like when we're arguing in the WhatsApp group, he just like bows out.
Yeah, yeah.
He won't say anything.
Yeah, well, I muted all those WhatsApp groups. That's why no more arguments.
You always leave them. Every time we tell you to fuck leave off, you just leave them. And then the new one gets... I've got about 50 different opinions matter groups on my phone because you leave when I start going off.
But Adrian hates... He loves... When you are all arguing with each other on the show, he loves that. Oh, it's great. But as soon as he just hates confrontation.
He hates confrontation, but at the same time, he wouldn't be in a shrinking violet. He wouldn't take crap. I've seen him in situations in radio stations before where he's, you know, confronted staff over things he wasn't happy. And I wouldn't fuck with him. I've more respect for him than I would for you.
Ah, the man is spineless.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Susan, how are you?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. What do you want to say about this?
My daughter went through a situation like that. Now, she didn't get verbally abused. She got physically abused, bullied. And it happened to the stage that I was going to the school. My daughter was coming home telling me, and I went to the school, and every time I was told, well, if she doesn't stay in here, there's nothing we can do about it. And I said, well, at the same time, I said, my daughter doesn't want to go to school now. I said, like, you know what I mean? So she's only gone into, so she's gone now to her first year, she's in now her second year, like. And with that then, they said to me, oh, we'll keep an eye out for it. So I said, okay. But then my daughter was coming home and telling me that she was getting hit again. So I said, okay. So one day, of course, I seen red and I actually went through the school and the vice principal came out and she said to me, what's going on? And I told her to F out of my face. I don't want to talk to you. I said, I do not want to talk to you. I don't even want to look at you. You go back into your office. She said, well, and there's me. Just get me the earhead right now. I said, because I said, I'm not going to respond to what I'll do. So the year head came out to me and he goes, what's going on? And I said, right, into the classroom. I said, and I want to talk to you. So he asked me what was going on and I told him. And I said, right, I don't want to fall out with this parent.
Yep.
I said, because I said at the end of the day, I said, I don't want to do that. Like, okay, grand, we'll have a talk. So with that then, when my daughter retaliated, I had the school on to me and the liaison.
How did she retaliate?
She actually hit the bully and she actually came home. And she actually said to me, Mommy, you wouldn't have guessed what I'd done. And I said, what? And she said, I've just hit the bully. Now, my blood ran cold there with me. Oh, here we go. There's suspension now. I said, should I be expelled or suspended from school because of what's happened? But I said, no, I've always taught my kids, as Katie said, to hit back no matter what, because I was always taught that, like, growing up. So with that then, the liaison officer came to my door one day and I happened to be that my husband happened to be off this day. I don't know what it was, but she happened to come out today. My husband was off work. I said, can I have a talk to the two of you? So we said, yeah, no problem. So we welcomed her into the house and we were talking to her and blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, you know, you don't. I said, I know you don't condone violence, but I said, you put yourself in my daughter's shoes. I said, she's taken it long enough. I said, enough is enough. And so with that then, she goes, oh, well, I think she'll have to have a few detentions. And I said, really? Really? I said, are you serious? I said, you're punishing the victim for what a bully done? Not happening. So the husband turned around and said, well, it's like this. If my daughter comes home and tells me she's detention the next day, I will leave work early and I will take her out of detention and you won't stop me. So with that then, she goes, well, what do you want to do here? And we says, well, I have to stop somewhere. I said, because I said, if not, then I'm going to homeschool her. She goes, well, you can't do that. And he, well, what do you want me to do? I said, I'll homeschool if I have to. I said, doesn't matter to me. I said, I'll get tuition in. I said, homeschool. She doesn't want to go to school anymore because of what's happened and whatever.
And
so we said then, she...
I'm sorry to cut you off. When your daughter went for the bully, did it stop the bullying happening?
Oh, it did. Oh, it did. I'm sorry. I know.
Well, don't be sorry. Why would you be sorry? Your daughter did what she had to do. And again, thanks for being so open about it. But the point that was made earlier on, and it's a great analogy, you can only poke a bear, Susan, so many times, and then that bear will attack you. That's the truth.
After a woman has a baby and during pregnancy, basically this thing happens, not to be too scientific, but the cerebral cortex of your brain actually changes, right? Mm-hmm. And this changes to give you a heightened awareness of protection for your kids.
Yes, mothers do have a heightened awareness. Yeah,
the mother bear comes in, and it's like all the mothers I've heard this today, and Liz was incredible, whose two children are autistic, amazing speaker. It's just a prime example of mother bear. You fuck with the cubs.
Yeah, and that is, by the way, a scientific thing. That's why
it is scientific.
When a baby is born,
the cerebral cortex changes.
When a baby is born, new mothers never sleep as well as fathers. Mothers have it in the back of their mind.
I still to this day do not sleep as well as I did before I had kids. To this very day, and they're 3 and 5. And the brain, what?
No,
it's probably because, what? Go on, finish that with your smart-ass comment that I have no doubt that wasn't funny at all.
Amanda, have we to play this? Sorry, thank you, Amanda. Tracy, last call on this. Hi, Tracy.
Well done, Liz, and her husband. He was absolutely amazing. And I have a child myself, a daughter with severe autism, and I would have done the exact same thing as you. You just can't have that. Well done. But regards to the situation with the boy, if your child is being bullied constantly and your child's coming home upset and you've gone to the school and you've spoke to the school about it and you've told them your child's upset and you want something done about it and nothing's getting done about it, you have to take action yourself. And I would 100% do the exact same thing as what that mother done and told that child to hit that little boy if he bullies. That is emotional abuse. And letting something drag on like that and nothing being done about it, all that's doing is giving the bully a more chance to torment a child every day because nothing's happening to them. So it's just it's like killing them with kindness but getting punched around the place. Like, no. 100% I agree with what the mother done. And if I was the mother of the bully, I would be mortified because I'm sure that woman didn't raise her child like that. I would bring him home and I would redden his arse.
Fair play to you, Tracy. No parent brings their child up to be a bully, but I think some parents don't do enough to combat it.
I'll give you my phrase and I'll leave you with this today. My words of wisdom.
Here's Katie's.
Here's my words of wisdom.
You won't get much more wisdom out of Katie.
No, you won't get much wisdom out of me, but today I'm going to be insightfully wisdomous.
Okay, 20 seconds. Let's hear this wisdom.
If they start it, you fucking finish it.
Jesus. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
If they started, finish it. Put them on the floor.
So first you had a couple of weeks ago, they're eating dogs, they're eating their cats. And now you have
the dogs.
What have you got?
Now, if they start it, you finish it.
Okay, so it went from they're eating their dogs, they're eating their cats to
finish it, mate.
By all means,
you can laugh at me all you want.
I'm not laughing at you.
You wouldn't mess with me.
Casey, I take you very seriously.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to all of you for opening up on this podcast. Yeah. It was really a learning curve for a lot of us. And don't forget, if you subscribe to Opinions Matter on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. You will never miss another episode of Opinions Matter.